Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this means war on Thursday night, February the 16th, year 2017. Yes, we must realize that we are living in a spiritual warfare at this time. It is a war that the Lord already warned us and told us about in the Word of God. So we just thank God that we're still here in the land of the living on Thursday night, February the 16th, year 2017. And yes, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you live each Thursday and each Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we have a special guest on tonight, and I'm going to introduce him to you all very shortly, but this is a new segment that we're going to be adding to our show, to this program. And he's going to be talking with us on health and nutrition. So I want you all to put this in your schedule. Deacon Sean Harrison will be coming to you live. He's coming to you live from Flint, Michigan, but he will be coming over this airway East 4th Thursday. Make a note of this. He will be coming to us East 4th Thursday with different topics and subjects dealing with health and nutrition. Before we go into the segment on tonight, we always open up with prayer, and we're going to do the same thing on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to give your name praise, glory, and honor, because you are truly worthy to be praised because of who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you. You are such an awesome God in all your ways, and there is none like you on all the earth. So for this, we're so grateful, Heavenly Father. We are grateful that you have allowed us to see another day, to be still here in the land of the living. We know it's not of our doing, but it's because of your grace and your mercy toward us in spite of ourselves. So because of that, Lord, we ask and pray that you would forgive each one of us of all of our sins and our transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name, so that as our prayers and requests come before your throne, they would not be hindered on tonight. We ask that you would move by your spirit over this airway over tonight, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord, that something will be said on tonight that would encourage the listeners on tonight. Even though we're going to be dealing with health issues and talking about health and nutrition, we also want to pray and lift up all those that may be tuned in on tonight that do not know Jesus Christ, do not have a relationship with him on tonight. We pray, Lord, that even through this broadcast, that something will be said that will touch the hearts and minds of those that are not saved in Jesus' name, that they will come to know Jesus Christ for themselves, and they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts so that they can be saved in his name. And once they are saved in his name, they will come to know their God purpose. And once they know their God purpose, they will walk in it and they will live in their God purpose, and they will fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted, all those that are being persecuted falsely. Heavenly Father, we know that you sit high and you look low and you know everything. There is nothing that's hidden from you. So we pray, Lord, that you would touch the hearts and minds of those that are being accused falsely, even those that are Christians trying to be doers of your word. Heavenly Father, sometimes we get misconstrued, and sometimes we get accused falsely, but we know that all things are still working together for our good, for them that love you and to them that are called according to your purpose on tonight. And Heavenly Father, we also lift up all those that are suffering from PTSD. I lift up my nephew Robert in a special way, and all those that served in the military previously, or those that are currently serving in the military who's suffering with this illness called PTSD. We lift them up to you, Heavenly Father, and not only them, but all those that are suffering with illnesses. We pray, Lord, that you would touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. We know that there is nothing that's impossible or too hard for you to do. You said that we are to cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And we know that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And so we just thank you right now for your healing power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are bereaved right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that you are a comforter. We know that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we pray, Lord, that you would comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved all over the land, Heavenly Father, as only you can, in Jesus' name is our prayer on tonight. And also we pray and lift up all those that are being doers of your word on tonight. Continue to strengthen them in their faith and their walk with you, that they would be faithful and continually fulfill their God purpose in the earth is our prayer in Jesus' name. And also, Lord, we pray and lift up all those that are listening and tune in to this broadcast on tonight, those that tunes in faithfully. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bless them and use them for your glory. Continue to touch our world leaders, our president. We pray, Lord, that if he's not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, even the President Donald Trump, we lift up him in the name of Jesus Christ, because your word tells us we are to pray for our leaders, not only our pastors, but we are to pray for our pastors and our world leaders. We all stand in the need of prayer. So we lift up our president that he would be saved. If he's not saved, only you know, and he knows for sure. So we just lift him up just in case if he's not, that he would come to know Jesus Christ too for himself and open his own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. And, oh, God, we just lift up your name because you are so worthy to be praised. We just love you. We bless your name. We thank you again for your grace and mercy, because we know that we don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it, because of your conditional love, your agape love toward of us, towards each one of us, because you have no respect of a person. We thank you for your grace and mercy towards each of us on tonight. We just give your name praise. We give you glory. We just thank you, Lord, and we just ask you to move by your spirit and have your way over this broadcast on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And tonight's spiritual food for thought tells us, speak God's promises instead of our problems. Once again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight says to all of us, including myself, we need to be speaking God's promises instead of our problems. Well, again, I ask all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and click on follow. Again, I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants, ambassadors, vessels, and then click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, as I forestated, we have a new segment, and this is the first time that Deacon Sean Harrison, he's a member of Abundant Life of Faith Church, which is located in Flint, Michigan, and his pastor and overseer is Superintendent Larry D. Williams. And he's also of Flint, Michigan. But Deacon Harrison will be coming forth every fourth Thursday starting on tonight. I mean, this is his first segment on tonight, but following this, starting next month, he will be coming forth every fourth Thursday dealing with and talking about health and nutrition. But as the executive director, and I'm sure he's going to forestate this in his segment as well when he starts speaking to you as listeners, I personally request that all listeners, if you're going to follow his advice pertaining to health and nutrition, it is my desire and request that you always consult and check with your doctor first before you try any nutrition or a new products. So we ask that you always consult with your doctors first. But right at this moment, we're going to bring forth Deacon Harrison from Flint, Michigan. He's going to come forth to us on tonight. And Deacon Harrison, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, sir. How are you doing this evening?
Praise the Lord on tonight. It is so wonderful to have you come on with such a needed topic that we need to be addressing even more so now today like never before. We're talking about health and nutrition. And so I really thank God for Elder James McCreary from Flint, Michigan, who introduced me to you and has also allowed us to connect. And that way we was able to bring you forth over this worldwide platform to discuss different topics on health and nutrition, which is much needed in today's society. And so before you come forth with your introduction on health and nutrition on tonight, would you please share with the worldwide listeners about a two-minute testimony first, and after your testimony, I'm going to do a music break. And then after the conclusion of your music break, I am going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to you that you will be able to discuss different health and nutrition topics, however the Lord leads you on tonight. So I do pray that the listeners, you do have your Bibles and have your pens and paper out, because I always let you always, my listeners know that, always have your pencil and paper out and your word, which is the word of God. Have them out so that you can go along with us and read the word of God, because I don't want you to take it lightly that I am saying something or my guest is saying something off the top of their heads, but you can follow along and read what it says in the word for yourself so that you know it is God speaking to us through the vessels that he brings forth through this worldwide platform. So right now I'm going to ask that Deacon Sean Harrison will come forth and bring forth a two-minute testimony, and then after the conclusion of his testimony, I'm going to do a music break, and then we're going to come back and yield the mic to him. So could you please share with us a testimony, please?
Yes, sir. I want to thank everybody this evening for giving me this opportunity to come out and speak with you. One of the reasons that I got into health about 15 years ago, I was in a car accident, and they gave me about 6 months to live. Well, God said it wasn't my time yet, but it was some things that I needed to do. And I had to change the way that I was living. So one of the ways I had to change the way I was living is I had to change my eating habits. I had to get more healthier. I had to become more involved in health stuff. So what I done, and thank God, as I started doing a lot of reading and a lot of research, and I started finding out a lot of information, well, going back and forth to the doctors in different places, I was healed. It's been 15 years, and I'm still living. And that's why I'm so excited about talking to you tonight about healing, because it's an awesome thing. Tonight we'll be talking to you about some turmeric, and we're going to talk to you about green tea. So I'm going to turn it back over to the elder and then let him take it from there.
Well, praise the Lord on tonight. We thank you for sharing that testimony, because, you know, the enemy know that God has a purpose for your life, and he knows that for all those that are being doers of God's word, even the enemy knows that God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. And so what he was trying to do at that time over 15 years ago, Deacon Sean, he was trying to take you out, because he knew that God had an assignment on your life, and he was trying to take you out so that you could not fulfill your God purpose. But by the grace of God, just as you said, you are still here. You are still here in the land of the living. And by God's grace, you are now being a vessel used by God, even over this worldwide platform. And I thank God for it, that you'll be able to, you will be able to come forth and speak on different topics dealing with our health and our nutrition. So we thank you for sharing that testimony. Again, that is why I have all my guests share testimonies before they come on with a word from the Lord, however the Lord is leading them, whether they're going to be answering questions or if they're going to bring forth the word, or such as yourself, you're going to be dealing with the topic of nutrition and health. I thank God for this worldwide platform, and I don't take it lightly, because it is God who opened this door. And I, again, I go back to saying I thank Elder James McCurry for introducing you to me, and I thank God for allowing you to be able to come forth and share this information with the worldwide listeners, because we need to know more about our health and our nutrition, how we can live longer if we do what God says do, and if we follow the plans according to God's word pertaining to our lives. So we thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight, because God gets his glory through our testimonies. And others that are not saved, that do not know Jesus Christ, that may be saved, and but they may be weak in their faith, and they may not be on the same level as some others that are maybe seasoned in the body of Christ. But that lets them know that if God healed you, if God spared your life, if he saved you, if he blessed your family, if he saved your child or whatever, if he delivered you from anything, if God did it, you know, that's a testimony. And that's how God gets his glory. He said he will share his glory with no one. And so he gets his glory through us sharing our testimonies. And by us sharing our testimonies, that lets others know that if God did it for you, he can do it for them as well, because he's the same God. And again, he have no respect of persons. So we thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. Deacon Sean Harrison, we thank you for that testimony on tonight. But right at this time, we're going to go into a music break. And following this music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to Deacon Sean Harrison to speak on health and nutrition on tonight. Praise the Lord.
Precious Lamb, so much I owe, you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, for this we give you praise. God is worthy to be praised, and I thank God that there is none like him in all the earth. He is such an awesome God on tonight. I thank God for our special guest on tonight. Again, I'm going to re-stress that Deacon Sean Harrison will be coming to us starting next month every fourth Thursday night. He will be coming to us dealing with different topics, dealing with our health and nutrition. But as the executive host and director, and I'm sure he's going to force take this in his doing his talking to you all on tonight, we ask that you always, before you try any new medicines or anything new that you have not done before pertaining to nutrition, pertaining to health, we always suggest that you always consult and talk with your doctor first. So don't just take our words for it. Do speak to your doctors first, because your doctors know things about you that you may not know about yourself pertaining to the new nutrition and health products or whatever we may recommend to you. Always consult and talk with your doctor first. So I wanted to make sure I put that out there to you all as well, and I'm sure Deacon Harrison is going to say the same to you, the listeners. But right now, at this time, it is my pleasure to bring forth Deacon Sean Harrison. Again, he's a member of Abundant Life of Faith Church in Flint, Michigan, where Superintendent Larry D. Williams is his pastor. So right now I'm going to bring forth Deacon Sean Harrison of Flint, Michigan. Deacon Sean Harrison, I'm yielding the mic to you at this time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you for the opportunity to be on your show this evening, and I hope we may bless many, many people through the airwaves. First of all, I'd like to give homage to my pastor, Superintendent Larry D. Williams, and First Lady Buna Jean Williams of Abundant Life of Faith. But as Pastor Brown has said, first thing I need to say, please do not stop taking any of your medications without consulting a physician first. I am not a doctor, but I have studied medicine for the last 15 years, and as I stated a couple of minutes ago, I have been healed from all my diseases that I had from the accident that I was in. Tonight's lesson, we're going to be talking about your body is your temple. Everybody knows that you only get one body. You only get one arm, you get two arms, two legs, two ears. It's very important that we take very good care of these things. But I want to read a quick scripture in regards to this. It's 1 Corinthians 6:19. God has wonderfully designed your body for every battle of sickness and disease. If we follow God's plan, if we had followed God's plan from the beginning, our body would not have been harmed. The toxins, the environment wouldn't have harmed us. It's a saying that we have, live body, live food, dead body, dead food. I'm going to explain that real quick. Live food is food that comes from the earth, the ground, fruits, vegetables, different things like that. Dead food is like pigs, cows, and different things like that. We must start eating more healthy. We have to start involving ourselves in eating more fruits and vegetables and live food. The body was made to do this. The body will reproduce if we put the proper nutrition in our body. It will heal itself. I'll give you a quick thought about what I'm saying here. Is that if you get a cut on your arm or your hand, anywhere on your body, it's an open wound, you give it time, it will heal. That's the same thing with the whole body. The body, the cells of the body reproduces as long as you put the proper minerals and vitamins into the body. But tonight, we're going to talk a little bit more about one of these things that I am so intrigued with. It's called turmeric. Turmeric has over 700 to 800 different things it can do for the body. We won't be able to touch on all of them tonight, but we're going to touch on a few of them. So as we start off talking about turmeric, some of the things that turmeric can do for you, and if anybody has any questions, feel free to ask. But one of the things, as I just stated a minute ago, turmeric. If you get a cut on your arm or you get a cut, you can use turmeric to disinfect the cut and burns. It can heal cuts and burns from the body. Now, the way that I take my turmeric is I take a pinch of it. I put it in hot water with a little honey. I take my turmeric 2 to 3 times a week. And it has done amazing things for me. We'll go down this list of things that turmeric can do for you. Turmeric is also good for people who, men with prostate cancer. If you use a little cauliflower with the turmeric, hot water, it can help you with your prostate cancer. Now, as I stated again, and the pastor has stated as well, please, do not stop taking any of your medications without consulting a physician first. But I promise you, I've been on this journey for 15 years, and turmeric has been great to me. Another thing about turmeric is one of the most important things about turmeric to me is that it cleanses and detoxifies the liver. The liver is one of the most important parts of the body, and we have to keep the liver cleansed. I always go back to use this example about the liver. People who drink, they go out at night, they have a few drinks, some of them, they get a little intoxicated, they get drunk, they go home, they fall asleep, but when they wake up the next day, they're not drunk anymore. That's because the liver has taking all of the alcohol out of the body. So what I'm saying by that is that there's only so much alcohol that can be put into the body. So we have to cleanse the liver every so often, I would say every 3 to 6 months, so that the body can sustain these different types of things. I'm not telling you to go out and drink liquor on purpose, but I'm saying, if you don't want to get cirrhosis at the liver, you have to cleanse your liver in order to sustain. And by cleansing the liver, that's going to help you with so many different things. Another thing about turmeric is it helps the digestive tract. A lot of people, they get in the digestive tract. You want to cleanse it. A lot of people want to take the pills. I choose, and I tell most people to drink the tea because the tea goes straight into the bloodstream. A lot of times when you go to the doctor or you take different type of minerals and vitamins, sometimes they don't work because they go into our digestive tract and they go right down the digestive tract and right out of your system, and they don't work because the digestive tract has not been cleansed or cleaned. Once you take the turmeric, it cleanses the digestive tract. Then the minerals and vitamins and the medicines that you're taking, they'll start to work a lot better. And that's through cleansing the liver. And the turmeric can do that. Also, it's good for the lungs, the kidneys. I won't go into details of that now, but if anybody have any questions, I can answer the questions. And also, you can look up some of these things, you can Google them, but it is also good for people with leukemia. This turmeric, it is something just unbelievable. It helps people with the leukemia, and it also detoxifies the body. That's something that I was talking about a minute ago. One of the most important things about turmeric that I like is it helps people with Alzheimer's. If anybody has ever had a family member who has had Alzheimer's, it's something that you don't want to go through. So I'm suggesting that you take the turmeric. Now, how people say, well, how does the turmeric help with Alzheimer's? What it does, it helps so that the cells in the membrane it cleanses them. It cleans them. It keeps them from getting all clogged up. It's like an anti-inflammatory, so that it keeps your head from getting inflammatory. It's awesome. But like I said, turmeric is good not just for Alzheimer's. It's good for people with sore bones, if you got soreness in your body. And another thing, I got to tell this quick story. I had this job interview, and my blood pressure was up. Well, beforehand, the doctors had told me that my blood pressure would never go down. They said I was going to have high blood pressure. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have heard this same thing. You'll never be able to get your blood pressure to go down. Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. I took the turmeric for 4 days, 5 days. I went and had my blood pressure taken. My blood pressure was like 118 over 68. My blood pressure had never been that good in my life. Now, this is after I wasn't taking any medications or anything. All I was taking was the turmeric. And as I say again, and as the pastor said, please do not stop taking any of your medications without consulting your physician or doctor first. You must talk
Deacon,
with your
before,
doctor.
Before you, Deacon, before you go any further, I have a question for you that I'm sure that some of the listeners may be asking the same thing. This medicine, I'm not sorry, this, are you speaking, are you saying cumin? Or could you spell that word?
Yes, turmeric. I will spell turmeric for you. Turmeric is a member of the turmeric family, but this is turmeric. T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C. Turmeric.
Okay. And by the way, I am going to give you time. I'm going to try to open up the phone line just in case someone that's listening may have any questions for you after you conclude.
Yes. That would be great. I would love to answer any kind of questions. As I was talking about the blood pressure, it's great for blood pressure. Now, not only for blood pressure, but it's good for cholesterol. It's great for diabetes. Basically, almost any type of disease that you have, turmeric can help you with it. Now, I want to give you a little background on the turmeric. Turmeric is an Indian spice. It comes from India. And the Indian people have been taking it for years. Now, by doing some of my research, I found out that most Indian people don't have high blood pressure. Most Indians don't have prostate cancer. Most Indians don't have diabetes. Most Indians don't have most of the common diseases that we have due to the fact that they have been taking turmeric for over 200 years. It is just amazing the things that it can do for you. It can also help your metabolism. It can help you with losing weight. I mean, it's just so amazing how many different things it can do. They're saying it's over 800 things that it can do in the system. Another great thing about turmeric, it can help you with your diabetes. Now, a lot of people say, well, how can it help you with your diabetes? Well, we all know that diabetes is dealing with your blood sugar. It can stabilize your blood sugar. It can help your blood pressure, and it also can help your cholesterol. I know I had stated that earlier, but I just wanted to state it again, just how powerful this turmeric is. What happened along my journey when I had gotten an accident and I got sick, my auntie was working in Saginaw, and she met this Indian doctor, and he prescribed this for her. And he prescribed it for her Achilles. She had ruptured her Achilles, and he told her to take this. And it helped her Achilles heal twice as fast by taking the turmeric. Now, the turmeric also, it helps the body heal much quicker than taking anything that I've ever seen. Now, like I say, I take it with disinfectants when I get cuts on my arms, bruises. I take it. It's also helped my skin complexion. I'm a bright orange color now. But when it detoxifies the body, and when you detoxify the body, what you're doing is you're cleansing it out. Well, you can look into people's eyes and see the whiteness in their eyes, but you can also look at a person's skin and see how healthy they are. And this is the turmeric that's doing all this stuff for people. Now, we're also talking about the turmeric. I think I mentioned about the different cancers. The Indian doctor also told my auntie that if you take turmeric on a regular basis, most cancers you won't get. Because what it does, it helps cleanse the body from getting these different type of diseases. And one of the ways that it does that, it keeps the liver cleansed and clean. And once you keep that liver cleansed and clean, the body can almost fight off any ailment there is. So it's very important that we keep their liver cleansed and clean. And you can do that by taking this turmeric. Like I say, it's so amazing to what it does. We have it all over the house. We put it, it's different ways that you can take it. You can put it in your food because it is a spice. Sometimes when my wife is cooking, she puts it in, you know, the hamburger meat or whatever we may be cooking. Like sometime I'm making a smoothie, I might put it in my smoothie. But as we stated before, and I'm going to be saying this throughout the program, is that please do not start taking any of this stuff before you consult your doctor. It's very important that you consult your doctor because he may have you on some type of medication that does not agree with it. It may cause you to have some kind of side effect. But it is so important that you do your research. You look into the turmeric. I think I also told you that it was an anti-inflammatory. Well, we're talking about an anti-inflammatory, and I have to tell this story real quick. I played high school football, and I played some college football, but I had knee surgery, and my knee would swell up on a regular basis, you know, after I worked out, after I jogged and ran. But after I started taking this turmeric on a regular basis, I'm working out even more. I'm working out harder, longer. and my knee is not swelling up anymore. I can say it's amazing. And what that is right there is that before when I was working out, my knee, it would anti-inflammatory, it would swell up. Well, the turmeric is stopping it from swelling up. Now, I know some of you people may be saying this is too good to be true. I'm so amazed that when I go out and talk to people about turmeric, it's so many people that still don't know anything about it. And I'm saying to myself, this has to be impossible, because turmeric, it can help you with Alzheimer's. It can help you with leukemia. It can detoxify the body. It can cleanse your liver and your kidney. It's good for your digestive tract. It's good for the memory. It's good for your high blood pressure, your cholesterol. It's good for your sugar diabetes. It takes the pain out the body. To me, it's a miracle drug. And I just think that everybody should at least try it. Now, most people in the United States have high blood pressure. If you don't have high blood pressure, I know you know somebody who does have it. All we're saying is get a little turmeric, a pinch of it, with some honey and some hot water, hot as you can stand it, and watch it work. I promise you, you will not be dissatisfied with this turmeric. You will see the difference. Now, what amazes me so much about it is that it can even help you lose weight. I mean, that is fantastic. I've never seen anything that can do so much for one body. But as we said when we ran 1 Corinthians 6 and 19, it's a herb. It's from the earth, from God. This thing helps rejuvenate the cells in the body, and as the cells are rejuvenating the body, it helps the body replenish. It's an awesome thing. One of the most awesome minerals I've ever seen in my life. So if there are any questions, if not, I can go on and I can tell you a little bit more about it. I also want to talk a little bit about green tea. And then I wanted to give you guys an anti-aging serum. This anti-aging serum is something that I take on a regular basis, and I got this from a doctor, the Indian doctor as well. And this is something that everybody should be taking. I want to just throw this in as a nugget. As we age in life, and when you get into your 30s and your 40s, your body starts to be depleted of its minerals and vitamins. That's why you start to wrinkle, you start to forget things. Your hair turns gray, your hair may come out. That's because you don't have the minerals and vitamins in your body that you once had in your 20s, in your early 30s, called your vitality. But what we can do, you need to start taking a multivitamin. But one of the most important things, and it don't matter what nobody say, we all need to be taking C-CoQ10. C-CoQ10 is an energizer. It helps. It strengthens the heart. It's an antioxidant. We all need to be taking antioxidants. Antioxidants is something that goes into the body. It's like it helps you, like air, breathe. If you ever seen somebody having a heart attack or their heart stopping to work and start failing on them, their body gets dark. That's because they don't have enough antioxidants in the body. We need all the antioxidants we can get. You can get antioxidants from B12, from QC10. But the anti-aging serum that I want to tell you about this evening is something that I believe that we all must take on a regular basis. That's CQ10. That's vitamin C. That's vitamin D. And vitamin E. And as well, we also need to be taking omega-3, 6, and 9. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to explain what each one of these can do for you. The CoQ10, as I said, what it does is good for the heart. It's an energizer. It's just awesome. I think that everybody should be taking it, and all the research that I have done in the last 15 years, this can help your heart. It can strengthen it. It can help you stop having heart attacks. As a matter of fact, I have a guy in Saginaw that I had been working with, one of the pastors, had been going to the doctor, had been going to the doctor two or three times. And his testimony, every time he sees me, he wants to hug me. He said, I saved his life. Well, all I did was gave him a regimen of cold, QC10, omega 3, 6, and 9, vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin D. And when he went back to the doctor could not believe what was going on with him. They had gave up on him. He wasn't going to make it. The cold QC10, it helped strengthen his heart and kept the water off of it. And his heart, it strengthened up, and it got stronger, and it got stronger and stronger. But not just with that, but along with the omega 3, 6, and 9, with the vitamin C and the vitamin D. That's why they call it the anti-aging serum. It's good for the heart. It's good for the lungs, the kidneys. It's good for the skin. It gives you vitality, and it helps you, will help you to live a lot longer, and it helps you to look better. Now, the omega 3, 6, and 9, what the omega 3, 6, and 9 does is it oils the cells in the body. So those cells where the blood is going through, what it does is it keeps them oiled so that the blood can flow through easier and more frequently. It's an awesome thing. And also, omega 3, 6, and 9 is good when you got aches and pains. So you're talking about the QC10, the omega 3, 6, and 9, and then you're talking about the vitamin C. Vitamin C is a must for everybody. We all must be taking vitamin C. Vitamin C is good for the heart. Vitamin C is good for the mind. It's good for the skin. It rejuvenates the cells in the body. It's a must, just as well as vitamin D. Vitamin D is good for the bones. It's good for the legs. It's good for the heart. And then also I would recommend vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is an energizer, another antioxidant. If you don't remember too many things that I say, and when you go out to the drug stores or when you go out to the health food stores, always try to make sure you get vitamins that are antioxidants. Antioxidants is putting that life back into your body. It's going to rejuvenate the cells in the body. It's going to help you, your body breathe. It's going to help you look better. And then I wanted to talk to you a little about the green tea. That's another one on the list. The green tea.
Deacon Sean, before you go into that, I would like to give out the phone number in case anyone would like to call in with questions for you. If you have questions for Deacon Sean Harrison regarding nutrition and health, you need to dial this number, area code 657-383-1364. Again, if you have any questions for tonight's host, for tonight's guest, Deacon Sean Harrison, talking about health and nutrition, you need to dial 657, area code 383-1364. Again, after tonight, Deacon Sean Harrison will be coming on every fourth Thursday, dealing with different topics talking about health and nutrition. But I wanted the listeners to know that on tonight, if you have any questions for him on tonight, you can dial this number, area code 657-383-1364. Okay, Deacon, I'll be back.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, sir. I want to just read and state again, as the pastor has been saying, as I get ready to go into talking about the green tea, that is so vital and important. The green tea is another antioxidant, and it is also a blood sugar regulator. It helps with diabetes and cholesterol. But I need to state this again. Please do not take any of these minerals and vitamins without consulting your physician or your doctor first. It's very important that you do that. Now let's get back to the green tea. The green tea is also something that I would put into my daily regimen. In my daily regimen, there is the QC10, the omega-369, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, and the also take a multivitamin. That's daily. And like I was telling you earlier, you take these things because after 40, your body becomes depleted from the minerals and vitamins, your vitality. This is why you age. This is why the skin starts to wrinkle. This is why things start to dysfunction in the body. But if we continue, it's like fuel. You know, it's like when you get a Cadillac, they always tell you to put that what is it, that ethyl in it. It's most that high-octane gas. QC10, omega-369, vitamin B12, these is what you call your octane gas. It soups up the body. It helps it so that it can rejuvenate, so the cells can heal, so the body can rejuvenate and it can heal. So another thing I wanted to say as I'm talking about the green tea, most people don't understand, if you get the proper rest, if you get 8-9 hours of sleep, it's a true fact that the body has been made, this significant body God has given us, it can heal itself. 80% of the healing is in the mind. We have to learn to be very confident. We have to have a good attitude about life. You find people running around talking about they're not going to make it. That's not the attitude to have. I don't know if a lot of people ever heard of Joel Osteen, but his mother tells a story. And it's similar to my story about when they told me about the 6 months that I was going to live. It was not a thought in my mind that I was going to be dead in 6 months. In my mind, I knew that I was going to live, but I believed in it. It was in my mind. I'm not ready to die. And Joel Osteen's mother tells this same story. She had some kind of cancer. And he had wrote her off, sent her home from the hospital, told her there's nothing else we could do about you. She still lives today because she knew. She believed in herself and in God, and she's still living. You have to believe. 80% of the healing is in the mind. 80% of it. That's something I want you guys to remember. Take that with you. And also, when you go to doctors, take your notes with you. Stop letting the doctor tell you what's wrong with you, and you tell the doctor what's wrong. Because you can go into a doctor's office, and I always tell this story. I used to deliver pharmaceuticals some years back, and I would go into the doctor's office, and there was one morning, it was a little girl there, and she just had a cold, maybe some flu symptoms, and I was putting the medicine into the doctor's office. And he came back into the office. He looked into this little book. And I seen he was looking at some stuff. And when he left, I looked into the book, and it had different prescriptions or things that you can give people for different colds or different ailments they may have in their body. And it's just so funny. He was went back up to the front, and he told the little girl's mama, he said, give her these antibiotics and some other stuff. And then he told her, and I know we all have heard this before, take this, and if it doesn't work, come back in 2 weeks. Well, when they tell you that, first of all, it's your body. Your body is your temple. If that doesn't work in them 2 weeks, you got to come back. You're still in pain. You're still ailing. And what's happening with him, he's still going to get paid. And if and Medicaid or whoever the insurance company is going to get paid. Well, the famous line is, take this, and if it doesn't work, come back in 2 weeks. Well, if we took better care of ourselves and took the CoQ10, omega-369, vitamin C and vitamin D, you wouldn't have to go back in them 2 weeks. You would have to listen to that story he's going to tell, because your body would be healing itself. So that's why I was saying, when you go to the doctor, take your notes. Tell him what's wrong with you. Instead of letting him tell you what's wrong with you, you tell him, because it is your body. Now, I want to get on with this green tea. The green tea is your metabolism. It speeds it up so that the body can burn more fat, helps it lose weight, helps it burn more calories. I drink the green tea. My wife says I'm going to turn it into green tea, but I drink green tea first thing in the morning. I drink it when I come home from work, and I drink it right before I go to bed. It's just something that I won't go without because it's an antioxidant. People you talk to about it say it's one of the best things you could ever take. The green tea, I use the honey. I don't use any sugar, but I use honey in my green tea, and then also do black tea. Black tea, green tea, any of those teas are great antioxidants. And any time we can get antioxidants into the body, we have to get them in there because that's going to stop the body from aging. You know, it's going to stop the skin from wrinkling and different things like that, and it's going to help the body rejuvenate. It helps the cells rejuvenate. We need to understand that. So let's start drinking this green tea, this black tea. Also, green tea, you know, it's just like with the turmeric. It's also good for different types of cancer. It's also good for the blood pressure. So, you know, as I said about the anti-aging serum that I take, and this is nothing that I made up. I got this from a known nutritionist. If I may say, his name is Gary Nunn, N-U-L-L, the second best nutritionist out of New York. When I was going through my trials and tribulations, I text him sometimes. He used to come on PBS sometimes, and he was the first one that told me that no matter what kind of ailment, even if you got a heart that's only running at 2 or 3%, if you put the right minerals and vitamins into your body will heal itself. But it comes along with the attitude. It comes along with the confidence. You have to be a believer. You can't run around talking about, oh, Lord, I don't think I'm going to make it. You have to believe that you're going to make it. Now, another thing with all this being said right here, you want to take the minerals, you want to take the vitamins, but we also have to change our habits. We need to start eating more fruits, more vegetables. We need to start getting more rest. We have to start working out. I know that's like a bad word to some people, but we have to start working out. 10 or 15 minutes exercise a day, that can help lower the blood pressure. 5-10 minute walk, a little jog, a little run, stretching. When you stretch and when you exercise, it helps the blood flow through the body. Now, what's important about this blood flowing through the body? We need that blood to flow through our brain so that we can think. I know with me, I'm up in the morning at 5:30, 5:45. I get a 15-minute jog or run in, and it helps me go through my day a lot better. So what I'm saying is, to sum all this up, is that I had to change my lifestyle. I had to change my attitude. I even had to change some of the people that I was hanging with who were negative and told me I wasn't going to make it as well. So what I'm saying to you is this. We all have ailments, and we can overcome any ailment with prayer, believing in God, having a great attitude, confidence, and believing in ourselves and one another. If we take these vitamins, QC10, omega-369, vitamin B12, the multivitamins, vitamin D, no matter what the ailment is, the body will heal itself. The body can heal itself if you believe. That's what happened with me. They gave me 6 months to live. I started doing all my research. I told myself, I can't go right now. God is not through with me yet. I got kids I got to raise. I got things I got to do. I got places I got to go. I got people I got to see. It's not my time yet. And when I dug into this research and seen the CoQ10, omega 369, vitamin B12, vitamin C, and vitamin D, and then I got a hold to that awesome turmeric and that green tea, I've been on the roll ever since. Now, to say this.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Deke. Praise the Lord, Deke.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, you know what, we just ran out of time, but what we're going to do, I thank God for you on tonight, and I thank God that we're going to be able to have you on every fourth Thursday. So, listeners, get familiar with Deacon Harrison's voice, because he's going to be coming forth every Thursday night starting next month with different topics and subjects dealing with health and nutrition. Again, we ask that you do follow, go through your doctor if you're on medicines, or whether you're on medicines or not, if you're under doctor's care, check with your doctor before you go into any of these regimens that are being discussed on this program. So we thank God for Deacon Sean Harrison, going to be coming forth every fourth Thursday over this platform, this worldwide platform. Again, I thank Elder James McCurry for introducing me to you, Deacon Harrison, and I thank God for your pastor for allowing you to be able to come forth over this worldwide platform, because this is a much-needed subject that needs to be addressed, different topics and subjects dealing with our health and health issues. So we're getting ready to close out our show for tonight, our program for tonight. And I'm excited about you coming on for the next on the fourth Thursday of next month. I'm excited. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pass the word to your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your church family, your church members. Let them know that Deacon Sean Harrison will be coming on every fourth Thursday speaking on different topics regarding our health and nutrition over this platform, this worldwide platform. So, Deacon Harrison, I thank you for coming on tonight. This is your first time tonight, but you are going to be a regular part of this program. Thank God for it. And I want you all to know that on this coming Saturday, my special guest will be Elder James McCrary from Flint, Michigan. He comes on every third Saturday. He will be coming on this third Saturday, which will be the 18th of February. He will be coming forth with the Word of God on Saturday night. So please pass the word that Elder McCrary will be on again this Saturday on February 18th. With another word from the Lord. And so Deacon Sean Harrison, we thank you for coming on tonight, and I look forward to you coming on again every fourth Thursday starting next month. Until the next time we speak over this worldwide platform, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Well, on tonight, listeners, know that I love you. Know that God loves you too. Well, we could always open in prayer and we close out in prayer. I'm asking all listeners if you'll go into prayer with me at this time. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for the man of God who's going to be coming forth every fourth Thursday with different topics and subjects dealing with our health and nutrition. We thank you for your word, Lord, that lets us know that we our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we thank you for allowing Deacon Sean Harrison to come forth with such powerful words of wisdom through dealing with health and nutrition. We don't take it lightly. We know it is of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we just ask that you will move by your spirit, continue to bless this worldwide platform and use it for your glory. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you'll be glorified through it all, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Know that I love you, and God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to know that I love you. Again, know that God loves you even more. But while we are in the praying mode, we want you to know that we are our brother's keeper, and yes, we are to pray one for another. So that's why we're going to close out again in prayer over this one song, Pray For Me. My computer don't want to act right on tonight. But anyway, we're going to close tonight's program out and know that I love you. God loves you too. Until the next time, good night.
Good night.